Investigations are continuing into a savage assault on a teenager in Navan in County Meath. The 14-year-old suffered concussion, broken teeth and extensive bruising. Despite calls for footage of the attack to be removed from social media, where it's been viewed more than 5 million times, it's still there this morning, on Twitter at any rate. Dr. Robert Ross is a senior lecturer in computer science at TU Dublin. He told our reporter Moira Hannan about what can be done to remove a video once it has already been widely shared.
For a single video, if it's uploaded to social media, of course you can, if you believe the video is illegal or in violation of the site's content policies, flag that video to be removed. And generally, the more complaints that are received and the more severe the violation, the faster the media companies will act to remove the content. But the challenge is that these requests are not always acted on as quickly as we would like. And this can be the critical time that allows the video to go viral. And once it has truly gone viral, that's when we're into the real difficulty. The problem with videos going viral is that you are really into a game of whack-a-mole. You are dealing with multiple videos on multiple potential sites, and not all of the social media sites are as receptive as others to take down requests. Technical solutions based on artificial intelligence can, in principle, make these processes a lot faster. But at the moment, the media companies are still very reliant on human moderators who will often have to sit down and preview the reported material. And we know that that in itself can cause its own problems. So it's a very challenging task, particularly once that video has gone to full viral nature. The good news is that important changes in policy are coming down the tracks. Starting at home, we've had the recently long-awaited appointment of Niamh Hodnett as the Online Safety Commissioner. And so that appointment, along with the powers given to this newly created media commission, will give a clear path for any person who feels that social media companies have not been fast enough in responding to their concerns. At an EU level, though, what we have seen very recently is the Digital Services Act finally being enacted. It's going to force media companies, and starting with the really big giants, to sit down and take on their role of dealing with flagged illegal content, dealing with bullying, etc. And this is a big change relative to the light touch regulation we have had up until now.
That was Dr. Robert Ross of TU Dublin. Fiona Jennings is Head of Policy and Public Affairs Manager with the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, and she's on the line. Fiona, we can come to the social media aspect of this in a moment, but can we start with the actual attack? How common is this sort of violence?
I suppose it's more common than we probably think that it is. But as you said there, that the online element to it brings it to a wider audience. But any allegations or reports of bullying or any type of harmful conduct amongst children, they're always concerning. And I guess we hear all too often in the ISPCC the impact such incidents have on all those directly involved. Whether that be the immediate target of the attack or the people, the bystanders, or indeed the wider community that's involved as well. And it's always important to remember that, you know, there are children and families at the centre of such incidents.
Now, as you say, the injury to the boy has been compounded by the fact that the attack is still out there on social media. Now, in many cases, people might have shared the images when they first emerged because they were shocked and they thought they were doing the right thing. Are you disappointed that the video hasn't been removed?
Incredibly disappointed, but perhaps not surprised that the video hasn't been removed. And your previous contributor there, Dr. Ross, spoke as to why that is, that currently we're just not set up in terms of being able to compel social media companies to remove such content in a timely manner. You know, we do have the Online Safety Commissioner in place. They will have powers to do that. So that's really positive. But I suppose often people come across something online and it shocks them, it horrifies them, it saddens them. And in order sometimes perhaps to share their empathy or to empathise with those particular things, they share them. But in fact, that's actually feeding the algorithm that promotes and amplifies this content, which in turn actually brings it to a wider audience. So it's really important that while intentions may be good, they can be somewhat misguided. So it's really important that when we do come across such content, that we don't share it, we don't comment on it, and that we do report it to the platform to get it removed.
You mentioned the Online Safety Commissioner. That office is part of the new Cumasún na Manar Media Commission, but the office isn't yet dealing with individual complaints about online content. Would you like that process to be speeded up?
Yeah, so absolutely. I mean, that's the individual complaints mechanism is something the ISPCC and colleagues in the sector fought really hard to have included in the Online Safety and Media Regulation Act. The priority at the moment is developing the online safety codes, which will go somewhere in terms of getting companies to act in a speedily manner. But in terms of resolutions for children and families that are experiencing such type of incidents, the individual complaints mechanism is something that perhaps does need to be bumped up the priority list.
I know this is a big question, but how much more complex has social media made life for children?
Social media is ubiquitous. It is part of their lives. It's not going anywhere. You know, children have, you know, participation rights. They have protection rights. In terms of being able to participate in the digital environment, it's very much, you know, tech companies as well have to look at how they're designing their products and their services and have children in mind. So that they are able to participate in the digital environment. They're going to be the ones that are, you know, creating these roles. They're going to be employed in roles in jobs that haven't even been created. So they need to be able to have that space and to be able to, I suppose, develop the competencies that they will need in future years. So it's very important that a safe environment is created for them because it's not going away.
Fiona Jennings, Head of Policy and Public Affairs with the ISPCC. Thanks for joining us this morning.